Now, listen to this. Growing up, people told me my dad was amazing, which didn't make any sense to me. He's pretty boring. He works 9 to 5 and watches Coronation Street in the evenings. I soon realised they were only saying this because he was blind. Now, those are the words of Anna Shields McNamee, who has written a play called My Dad's Blind. It's a work of fiction that is inspired by her family's real-life experiences. Hi, Anna.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, what can we expect from this play?
A lot of blind jokes. you can expect a kind of darker story about a kind of father and daughter relationship, and it's inspired by my own relationship with my dad, but it is fiction, I must emphasize, because I'll be killed otherwise. And it's just a darker look at how people perceive blindness, because like you said there, that whole thing with people telling me dad was amazing was just bizarre to me when I was younger, because he's very run-of-the-mill. He's pretty, you know, middle-of-the-road, middle-class, 9-to-5 job, you know, listens to the Archers, you know, that's like, will indicate how boring he is. So I kind of just wanted to write this so that I could, like, open up the conversation around perceptions of people with blindness, because a lot of the time I find people just infantilize my dad. You know, they just assume he's sort of saint-like just because he's blind. And I find that's quite isolating for him and for me, because it's kind of dehumanizing him and making him, it's kind of not seeing his personality or wanting to know him in any way, in any real way. So I kind of wrote this to sort of expose all of the sort of like uncomfortable, chaotic, funny, you know, difficult sides of just growing up with a blind parent, you know, and I didn't want to hold back on any of the darker things that are part of the experience.
I mean, do you think your childhood was different because your dad was blind?
I think it was only different in the way, like, I wouldn't have really noticed it until, like, in the house, I wouldn't have noticed it, really. Because I was kind of, dad was blind when I was born, so you're doing things but without even noticing that they're different. So it was only when I left the house, and I remember when I was, like, 7, feeling very embarrassed because everyone would stare at us, you know, when we would walk up to the gates, and I didn't really understand what was going on, you know, because I'm sure it is an odd thing to see, like, a child guiding a grown man to their school. So I found that kind of difficult because I was a very, very shy child. So I did say to dad, I said, I don't want to guide you anymore because it's embarrassing. And fair play to dad, like, he did take it very well and was very calm about it and just said, well, you just think about it. So then I did, and I think, like, kind of a month later I came back and I said, it's fine, I'm not embarrassed anymore. I suppose I'd kind of processed it, however I'd done that in my little 7-year-old mind.
And what about that thing when you're out and about? I mean, I've noticed this when I've been out with a fully blind friend of mine, that people will tend to look at me. Now, I have sight problems as well, but I can see. But people tend to look at me when they're talking to my friend. So I used to deliberately look away so people couldn't make eye contact with me. So it forced them to talk to my blind friend. Did you ever find that with your dad?
Yes, yes. I would do exactly the same thing. I would look away, you know, like, depending on, like, what kind of mood I was in that day. I would kind of, usually I'm, you know, I can understand people's social awkwardness with it, you know. Sometimes people would say, does he want a bag with that? To which, like, I don't respond, you know, because I know that my dad will kill me as well if I do respond and say, yes, he does want a bag with that. So, I would do exactly the same as you. I would just look away, or I just don't respond because I'm like, well, I don't know if he wants a bag with that. And I don't want to be, like, passive aggressive about it either. you know, people don't know, they're just awkward. They don't know how to behave, you know? So I'm hoping that the play won't tell you how to behave, but it'll maybe just get the thoughts rolling in your head and asking the questions, rather than just feeling kind of frozen or paralyzed by it, you know?
And I think, really, most people in their life don't have either any contact or much contact with somebody with sight issues or even somebody who can't see. So I think, like you say, people are just, they're so frightened they're going to offend. But it's a real total lack of awareness, isn't there?
Absolutely, yeah. I think that's the biggest one, is that people are afraid they're going to offend. And I just say, do offend and get the debate going, you know? If you have, you know, say what's in there or what you want to say, or, you know, people will say, like, I did an interview yesterday for a podcast and someone asked, you know, is it insulting to say, did you see that film last night? And I just think, like, that's so dependent on the person with the visual impairment. One person with visual impairment might say, yeah, I do find that really offensive. And then another one might say, no, it's fine, you know, because that's a personality question. That's not like that all blind people think exactly the same way, you know?
And some are more sensitive than others about things as well.
Exactly, yeah.
Which is the same in real life, I suppose.
Exactly.
A dilemma I have is if I meet somebody in a wheelchair, I tend to like to hunker down and talk to them so that I'm talking on a level. Now, I actually don't know if that is viewed as patronising, but I prefer that than talking down to somebody.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you see, and that's just so dependent, and that's so dependent on your relationship with that person, you know. Or with you, like, have you just met them? Have you known them a while? You know, I would like to hope that people just focus more on the relationship rather than the disability, you know?
Maybe as a product, do you think, of political correctness?
Absolutely. I do think that if you restrict people from speaking their minds freely, I really think it's asking for trouble. You know, I think that the whole point of, you know, living in the free world is that you can debate these things, you know, and I think there has to be room for debate and conversation, and that, you know, just by saying a word that somebody might not like, it doesn't mean that you're attacking with that word. You know, there are lots of different ways of contextualizing words. And if you start putting rules and regulations on words, it's not creating a sense of liberation or evolution. It's just controlling people. And I don't think anybody wants to be controlled.
Now, your sister, your younger sister grew up thinking that dads don't drive, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. She did. And she got an awful fright because she also thought all dads were blind. So I think she went to a friend's house when she was very young, and the father took them out in the car, and she burst out crying. I think first of all, she probably thought they were going to crash. And then she also realized all dads weren't blind. So that was her own little journey.
Did you ever feel, though, or looking back, do you ever think that perhaps your dad... to use a word, emasculate, but I've used that with myself sometimes, things that I can't do that I used to be able to do. So things that, something that a sighted father wouldn't even think twice about, can't naturally do with his kids. Do you think that did actually affect him negatively and you didn't realise that?
Yeah, I think it did. And I do, there are parts of the play where we go into that and, you know, he kind of talks openly that he should have gotten more help when we were kids because my mom was doing so much of it, you know. Now, he would have been working full-time, but I think she was still doing most of the childcare. And he will openly say that that was because of his denial around his sight loss, you know, that he was in denial that he had, that he was losing his sight so rapidly, especially after we were born. So I think that that's then another thing is how it emasculates you. And then that is so dependent on the man. And And I think that that's important to talk about as well, because you want to feel that you can take care of your children, you know, on your own. I mean, I feel a little bit unqualified answering this because I don't have children and it feels more like a question for my dad. But of what I know, that's kind of, as far as I know, that's how he feels.
And then you've got the other side of it, people criticising, perhaps thinking, how can you bring up children if you're blind? It's a very complicated subject when you start peeling back the layers.
Oh my God, absolutely. That's like saying, a kind of a woman on her own can't have kids. Mm. Or like, and that's another thing, you see. I think that's, you know, we should talk about that. How do you do that? What are the practical measures that you need to do that? You know, does it mean more childcare? Does it mean, you know, working part-time? Or, like, what does that mean for each individual person? And then that's depending on how far along your sight loss is also.
Yeah, so the play sounds like it's going to be a bit of a roller coaster.
Yes, it certainly is, yeah. It's definitely not a trochrad for the blind. it's dark. And the thing is the blindness is more of just a catalyst into talking, kind of presenting a sort of father-daughter relationship, and a particular father-daughter relationship. So it's definitely not a TED talk on blindness.
And there's only two of you in the actual performing in the play, isn't there?
Yeah, myself and Dave O'Mara.
Is he actually blind?
He's not. And then that's another, that is another debate. Why is the actor not blind? And that's so current as well, what would happen to Scarlett Johansson. I don't know if you heard about that, when she was cast to play the transsexual, and coming off the back of the last film she did where, I think, I'm not sure of the story, but she was cast in a role that should have maybe had an Asian person.
Mm-hmm.
So then the LGBTQ community, I think that's it at the moment. As far as I know, from, like, you know, Twitter, me reading Twitter, is that they were furious that why isn't a...
somebody who can actually empathise with the actual situation playing the part.
Yeah, but then that's like, what's the point in having actors then?
Well, what is the point? Oh, we can't say that, can we?
And there is another debate.
So, when's the play actually performed? It's called My Dad's Blind.
My Dad's Blind, and it is on from the 18th to the 22nd of September in the Project Arts Centre upstairs in Dublin.
You're looking forward to it?
I am, yeah, I am really looking forward to it.
And what about your dad?
Oh, God, I think he's quite nervous. It is, but, it is only inspired by him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have a therapy session on the stage. You have to kind of fictionalise things and amp them up and do all of that to make it watchable, you know.
Well, I hope it goes well for you, and I would love to see this play if I get the chance to see it. It would be fantastic. And I'd love you to come back on, if you would, and tell us what kind of reaction you got to the play, because I'm sure it's gonna set all sorts of reactions off, I think.
Oh, yes. I'd love to chat after the show, and I'm really interested in knowing people's reactions. I'm really, really interested, yeah, and I'd love to bring it to Scotland.
Well, Anna Shules McNamee, it's been absolutely fascinating and a pleasure to chat with you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.